All right, in this segment, I'm going to give you my book review for my book of the month for April. I finished it a couple of days into May, but I'm for the most part on schedule. And I was at the bookstore back in March, and I needed a couple of new books. And so I went over to the new release shelf, and this book, for whatever reason, jumped out at me. Maybe it was the cover photo, beautiful scene of a ballpark and the sky and the sunset, and I tweeted a picture of the photo, and if you want to know what this book is, you might want to go buy it. I don't know. And the title of the book is Homestand, Small Town Baseball and the Fight for the Soul of America by Will Bardenwerper. And the title and the description intrigued me. And as I picked it up and read some of the reviews of it, it was a book about the soul of baseball and minor league baseball. And so I grabbed it and I bought it because I grew up in a minor league town. I grew up in Oklahoma City long before the Thunder got there. It was only minor league sports. I grew up going to minor league hockey games and minor league baseball games. The Oklahoma City 89ers at All Sports Stadium. That is where every kid wanted to be on a summer evening. And my dad would take me to one or two games a year. Maybe I'd go with some friends to another one or two games a year. An All Sports Stadium that's no longer there. It was on the fairgrounds. It's been blown up a long time ago. They built that beautiful new ballpark downtown. Was just your basic minor league ballpark that sat about 10,000 people that had a giant grass hill down the left field line where all the kids would go play and
sure.
Hope to field foul balls. The stadium was kind of always half empty, but it was the best. It was the closest thing we had to Major League Baseball. Well, this book, Homestand, is about Batavia, New York, a little town in upstate New York between Rochester and Buffalo.
That's where my father-in-law grew up.
Really?
That's where his family's from, yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, then...
Yeah. His dad played on that field.
Then he would love this book.
Yeah.
Batavia had been hosting pro minor league baseball since 1897. Then, in 2020, Major League Baseball decided to cut the minor leagues down by 25%. They eliminated 42 minor league clubs, including Batavia. Robbie and Nellie Nichols, a married couple, both in their 70s, revived baseball in Batavia because it was so important to the community. So now they've got a college league team. They don't have a pro minor league team, but this league that Major League Baseball disbanded, a lot of the towns in that New York area, they decided to get together and host a college league. So these are players that are not in the minors. They're still at their college. They're looking for one more chance to impress a major league team or be a better college player. And they're not kids from USC or Vanderbilt. They're kids from really small colleges.
Yeah.
This book is about why minor league baseball is so important to these small communities and how baseball transcends politics, religion, socioeconomic issues, etc. And one passage here. The author, who spent a whole summer in Batavia hanging out in this ballpark, Dwyer Stadium, and hanging out with these fans and just every game walking around the ballpark, sitting with these different fans that he got to know, going up in the press box, going down on the field before the game, the clubhouse after the game. And he writes, the great thing about Muck Dogs games, that's what the Batavia team has always been, the Batavia Muck Dogs.
I think I still have my Muck Dogs hat.
Wow, that's
that
amazing.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
He says, the great thing about Muck Dogs games was that it didn't matter what your political views were. We had a common bond that transcended the toxic tribal loyalties that our society seems so intent on imposing. It was similar to how my military friends and I tolerated political disagreements with each other far better than we would with strangers, since we were connected by something outside of politics. In both cases, we were able to see each other as multidimensional humans and not simply avatars of a political ideology. And he talks about the relationships between these two women that he got to know that drive from Buffalo for every game. They drive an hour each way.
Wow.
They're best friends. They pick each other up at their house. They're both very liberal, but they have gotten to know the security guard at the stadium, who is ultra-conservative, but they love each other.
Yeah.
And it's because they are bonded by Muck Dogs baseball.
Well, and think about it, you know, and Buffalo doesn't have Major League Baseball. That's the closest big town.
Right.
It's hours from New York City. They can't go to Yankee games.
Yeah.
The minor league game is very, very important to that area.
And the author laments how corporate pro sports has become. Major League Baseball is losing its soul, he argues, driven by analytics, which are eliminating scouts. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. The old scout that goes to the ballpark, follows the player around, gets to know him, gets to know his family, sees how he deals with teammates. Those guys are going by the wayside. It's been replaced by video clips from all these games. Guys just get video clips, and it's sent to a scouting, room at the team facility, wherever they're based, and a few scouts there go over the video and go over the numbers, most wow. importantly, the analytics. And so that's taken its toll. You know, it's not just balls in play that analytics have eliminated. And how corporate Major League Baseball and minor league baseball now is, minor league teams are being bought up by corporate conglomerates.
Yeah.
It used to be minor league teams were owned pretty much 100% across the board by mom and pop companies.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a team occasionally owned one, but for the most part, it's been mom and pops. But now it reminded me a lot of our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Our homes, our property are being bought up by conglomerates, and then they're turned around and flipped or rented. But you'd be shocked how many big businesses and corporations own homes in your neighborhoods as opposed to people.
Yeah.
And he points out that, ironically, when Major League Baseball purged 42 minor league teams, they got rid of two minor league teams in Iowa, not far from where they spent tons of money, millions and millions of dollars, to build the Field of Dreams to host that major league game in the cornfield.
Yeah.
A game that locals in Iowa couldn't go to because the small stadium was full of corporate sponsors and tickets were through the roof. So as he said, all those kids growing up in Iowa that lived for their minor league heroes, the Major League Baseball did away with that, but they built another place where the corporate bigwigs can go rub elbows, the Field of Dreams.
So wrong. So incredibly wrong.
He gets to know so many interesting characters. One of my favorite things about this book, Homestand, by Will Bardenwerper, he gets to know all these interesting characters. There's nothing more interesting than the stories of average human beings, just your everyday people.
Yeah.
And that's who attends Muck Dog games in Batavia. The two women who drive from Buffalo, several 80-somethings in the stands who've been going to Muck Dogs games for 50 years, one who reads a book between innings, it reminded me of Gordo, another who makes rosaries while he's watching, a woman who's there by herself every game who keeps score, grandparents with grandkids. He gets to know the PA guy who lets little kids come up and announce the batters in the fifth inning, the clubhouse guy who's been there forever, the team play-by-play guy who only does games on YouTube, but he's as into it as anybody.
Sure.
And roaming around a half-full park, the peace and serenity that you don't find in a big packed park, there is no doubt something great, for example, about being in the American Airlines Center on Sunday when the Stars will host the Jets and that atmosphere. But I've always loved this, and this author does a really great job of describing the beauty of being in a small half-filled stadium.
Yeah.
That there's such peace and serenity, and especially with a sport like baseball, you have time to think and contemplate and visit with your neighbors. And he is really good about capturing the summer twilight baseball games with his buddies in a field somewhere, wishing the sun wouldn't set. And he got those feelings again in this minor league park because you could watch the sunset every night over the left field wall. He's a really great writer in bringing back all those warm fuzzies that we all had about baseball when we were kids. This book made me fall in love with baseball all over again. But it also made me really worried about the soul of baseball.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen to some of these minor league parks. I hope they survive, and I hope they still have that same feel just because of the history. I'm going to see my father-in-law this weekend, and I'll have to ask him some questions about this because his dad played on that field and wanted to be a baseball player. And I do believe the story goes that back in the day, there were barnstorming games, and the Yankees, sometimes members of the Yankees like Babe Ruth, would play on that field.
Yeah, in fact, he talks about a lot of that in the book, some of the greats that had played there at Dwyer Stadium.
And, yeah.
And it made me, that's another great thing about minor league baseball, is the people in these small towns have these stories of seeing these guys come through the minors,
right,
playing for them for a summer or two and then going on. When I was a kid in Oklahoma City, I watched Ryne Sandberg play for the Oklahoma City 89ers one year.
So great.
And then the next year, that's when they were the Phillies affiliate. He went up to Philly for a year, then got traded to the Cubs and ended up in the Hall of Fame. Jim Bunning was the 89ers manager for a couple of years. I got to see a legend managing that team. And so those stories, you know, if Major League Baseball continues to put less and less emphasis on minor league baseball and do away with even more, and not only that, but cutting down the draft in conjunction with reducing the number of minor league teams, they cut the draft in half. So, as he points out, baseball is getting really country clubbish.
Yeah.
It's only the kids now who go select teams, high profile coaches, expensive programs, lots of travel. And major league clubs are only willing to take chances on those kids. They're not going to take a flyer on someone like they used to do in the 40th round.
Right.
And so it's gotten to where it's a very country club sport now. So it's when a sport loses its grassroots, when they stop caring about the grassroots, that's when they can find their way into trouble.
That's what we had around here. Remember, Bill Mercer used to tell us all the stories about doing minor league baseball, Turnpike Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had here before the Rangers.
Now, we'd rather have the Rangers.
Absolutely.
You would rather have Major League Baseball. As a kid in Oklahoma City, I would have killed for a Major League Baseball team.
But back then, this area couldn't have supported a Major League Baseball team back in the 40s and 50s.
And this book focuses more on the Batavias of the world, these little towns that can only have minor league baseball. And when Major League Baseball takes that away from them, it's the central gathering point. It's the social hub. Like a plaza is, or a piazza in Europe where the whole town goes to gather and they tell stories and they eat. And that's what minor league parks are in these towns.
Yeah.
And it's a great read.
That's fascinating.
It's just a book that I picked up randomly because I was attracted by the cover, and it turned out to be a great read. Homestand, Small Town Baseball and the Fight for the Soul of America by Will Barden Werper, my April Book of the Month.